Speaking test 2.
Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about what you do. Do you work or are you a student?
I'm a student.
Mm-hmm. What are you studying?
I study English at Pitiria in Korirua.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why did you choose this school?
At that time, actually, first I thought I want to study English in Victoria University, but my agency in Thailand, she say I need IELTS 5.5 for EPP. And at that time, I didn't have any result for IELTS test. Yeah, so at that time, I decided to apply for English in Korea. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about studying at this school?
At Korea? I think teacher is very nice, and classmates, they are very nice and friendly. You know, I can ask anything, and we, you know, like go out, see movie, lunch, dinner. Yes, fun. It's very fun for me. Happy all the time.
Oh. Let's talk about music. What types of music are popular in Thailand?
Actually, in Thailand, we got many kinds of music. But I think it depends on which area that you want to, you know. If in Bangkok, I think many kinds of music you can, like pop, rock, R&B, anything. I think any kinds of music you can.
Mm.
Yes.
Which musical instrument would you like to learn?
Actually, I like guitar.
Okay.
I tried to learn when I was in high school, but it doesn't work. Yeah, but I like it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Do all children in your country study music at school?
I think no. Some students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How useful is it to learn about music?
I think like it's a way to relax after you like study too hard in school. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about shopping where you live. What kind of shops are there near your home?
When I was in Bangkok, we have a lot of, you know, shopping mall, shopping market, but the special one that I really love to went shopping at weekend, it's a weekend market, Jatujak. I think every tourist who came to Thailand have to go to that market, very popular. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who does the weekly or the daily shopping in your household?
Daily shopping? Normally, I live with my friends. I didn't live with my family because I studied in boarding school since I was 9 until finished university. So, I have to buy anything for myself. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How often do you go shopping for things apart from food?
I think every week. Sometimes don't have anything to buy, but just walk around. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of thing do you enjoy buying?
Clothes.
Why?
Clothes. Because in Thailand we have you know, cheap one, not too expensive. You can buy the little one. It's a clothes. Just I think maybe about $5 New Zealand or something, you can buy a shirt or t-shirt. Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you are going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes. And here's your topic. I'd like you to describe an activity in an English lesson that you enjoyed. All right. Remember, you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when the time is up. Can you start speaking now, please?
I will be talking about activities in English lessons that I enjoyed. I studied in Polytechnic in English class, and every Monday we will be talking about weekend. What did you do at weekend? We have to talk about, we have to ask other classmates what they do in weekend. It's very helpful, I think, because you can practice English, practice speaking, and make you close together with friends, with classmates. You can share experience, or what do you do on weekend? Oh, it's surprise. Oh, it's fun or something. Oh, it's very sad. Yes, I think you can learn activities of other people and share what you thinking, because I think always when people talk about something, they should add some opinions or something. You can learn people from that, and I think that way make me understand New Zealander more and more, because they have a different lifestyle from my country. Yeah, it's very fun, I think. Yes.
Thank you. Do other students in your class also enjoy this activity?
Yes, in my class, they have many different age of people in the class. We got teenager, 18, 19, 20, and people who get married, have children, 35, 40, yes, something like that. And we are very enjoy, we share together, what do you think about your husband or something, yes, it's very fun.
Do you usually enjoy English lessons?
Yes, I'm very enjoyed it.
Thank you. Can I have the task card back now, please?
Okay, please.
Thank you. So we've been talking about an activity in an English lesson, and I'd like to discuss with you now one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider, first of all, learning foreign languages. What do you think is the best age for learning a foreign language?
I think people should study English or foreign language when they are a child, because it's easy to learn the new things, I think. Because I studied English when I was 9 years old, and at the time it's very hard for me, because I don't know how to pronounce the words. I don't know what's grammar. It's very hard for me or something. And if you learn when you was child, you can learn more. You have a long time to learn. But if you study when you're quite old, like my mom or my dad, it's very hard, because they always say their brain or memory is full or something. Yeah, it's hard to add the new things. Yeah.
Why do you think people choose to learn one particular foreign language instead of another one?
I think maybe it's suitable for communication. I think when you go abroad or go overseas, you have to speak one language that you can communicate with other people. And I think now English is better. That's why I have to learn English when I was young.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you agree or disagree that the best way to learn a foreign language is to spend time in a country where it is spoken?
Yes, I think so. Like me, I study for a long time, more than 10 years, but it doesn't work. I can't speak very well. At first time I came to New Zealand, I can't speak anything. Even I studied for a long, long, long time, you know. Yeah. I think if you stay in New Zealand or a country that they use the language, it's better because you has time to has opportunity to speak, to practice. Yes.
How many people in Thailand can speak English, do you think?
I think every people in Thailand, they have to study English at school. Uh-huh. Everybody have to. But if you ask me how many people who can't speak English, maybe not many people. Yes.
Do you think English is having an influence on the Thai language? Because everybody's learning it, do you think it is affecting your own language?
Yes, I think some things that we get from Western style, like computer, we call computer. We don't call in Thai language anymore. Or some hello, when you say in telephone, we say hello. The same. Yes, I think it's very. We get a lot of words from English. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Which other languages do you think might be important in the future for international communication, apart from English?
For international communication, I think Chinese. Chinese and Arabic.
Why?
I think because I studied international relations when I was in university, and I learned about China. It will become a big power country in the world, in the future. I think Chinese is very important in the future, as well as Arabic. I know it's all now both Chinese and Arabic. It's used in the UN, United Nations, but it's not popular in, you know, like an individual level, like students or people. But in the future, we have to, because now the hot issues that we have to, you know, we see, we always see in the news all the time, tourism, yes, from Arab world, yeah. It's very important in the future, I think.
And do you think that people being able to speak two or more languages helps them to understand other cultures?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Because when I was in Thailand, I always think about Thai opinion, Thai thinking. But when I came to New Zealand, I learned a new thing. Japanese thinking, Chinese thinking, New Zealander thinking, Maori thinking, you know. It's very different, I think. Even you Western, but you have like a subculture and different style. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, AJ. That is the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.